goji berries are extremely popular, and new varieties are improving yields. We're meeting with Conrad Richter next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Better goji berry plants are now available. Conrad Richter with Richter's Herbs points us to better options.
Goji berry, it's a Chinese herb. We used to call it Chinese wolfberry, but about 20 years ago, there was a fellow in Washington State. He ran a little herb farm. He was actually involved with the Tibetan Buddhist community and got to know about this plant, which grows in the mountains of Tibet and western China. And it's a hardy plant. It produces little red berries. For years and years, I knew it as a medicinal plant. The berries would be dried and would be offered for sale in the Chinese herb shops. But they're like raisins. You can actually eat them, and they're quite enjoyable, actually. You can also eat the foliage, the fresh foliage, and cook it, and they're quite tasty, and they are consumed that way in China. So the interest in goji berry has been exploding, frankly. I've actually been quite surprised how much interest there is and how long the interest has lasted. So finally, after many years of just selling a generic variety that we didn't know much about, it was just simply the seeds that we were bringing in, we finally managed to locate some improved varieties. Ones that are actually being grown in a large scale in China right now for the goji berry industry. So, for example, we have two varieties, one that you can grow from seeds and one that you have to buy the plants because it's only propagated by cuttings.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.